Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Burt Show.
She has been in Boogie Nights as Roller Girl. She'll always be Roller Girl to some of us. She was in Bowfinger. She was in Austin Powers. And she was also in a movie called The Guru. She was in Atlanta promoting that movie. And, of course, she stopped by The Burt Show.
Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery in a studio. Got the new movie out, The Guru, which Jeff saw last night.
It was a very funny movie.
Yeah. Jimmy's really funny in it. He does, like, lots of embarrassing things.
That's the first question I want to ask you, because there's a scene where you're wearing a towel, and you drop the towel off, and Heather's facing you.
Yeah.
So from the back, we get to see her ass. And what does she see?
Kind of pounce thing.
So, I mean, you're not really sitting there all naked.
No. No.
Can't remember.
So. Ooh, that hurt.
No, he was wearing a pouchy thing. And then when they took it off, he was in serious pain.
In serious pain.
What did they tape it?
They did.
Ouch.
That was, wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Still got the scars.
This movie is going to be a hit. You're really happy with this. But I've always wondered, if you're on the set of a movie and you know the thing's not working, at what point do you know?
Well, I think sometimes you know, or like you read the script and you go, well, you kind of hope. Because you never actually totally know. Because sometimes things turn out good that you think. So you just kind of hope. Well, I hope this is one of those things that could suck but won't. But then it just does sometimes. So there's nothing you can do.
How often per day do people come up to you and quote lines from Austin Powers? It just must drive you crazy.
Actually, once I was in England, actually, these little boys are like, hi. And they're like, you were in Austin Powers? And like, what was your character's name? And I was like, what? And they're like, was it Shagwell? They're like, Shag. And then they ran away.
I've got the problem now in England when I walk around, people think I know everything about sex.
Because
They go, oh my God, there's the guru. Let's go and ask him how I've, you know.
Right, right.
Now, in the movie, you are, because your heritage is Indian, but you grew up in London.
Yeah, right? my father's from India.
Okay.
And mum's from Ireland. Okay.
So throughout the entire movie, The Guru, you're doing an Indian accent. And then at the screening, after the screening last night, I heard you talking and you said your next movie has an American accent.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you to flip through?
It's just some, I don't know. I mean, it's just something that I like doing.
Let's hear the American accent.
Oh, everyone's asking.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it now.
Oh, I can't.
I was gonna see if we could convince Heather to do an English accent. Will you do the American one?
Why not?
Heather?
Well, all right, but you might give me a hard time. Like, it's not very good, but I try.
I don't think I'm going to give you a hard time.
Very good.
That was great.
Oh, my goodness. Did you should be an actor. You can do different accents.
You know, kid, you might make it somewhere in this business.
Did you guys have a lot of fun on the set? Sure seems like you get along great, unless, of course, you're acting right now.
No, we did. We had a great
time. He was kind of a diva, though. You know, he was like, oh, is my trailer as big as Heather's and all that? No, I'm joking.
The Portaloo, and you had the Star Camper.
No, we had the same trailer.
No, we didn't.
You did?
No, we didn't.
There's a scoop right there. There's a total scoop right there.
Uh-huh.
We had a good time.
I just kind of automatically assume a woman that's pretty has been pretty and outgoing and confident their whole lives, but your bio says...
I'm not even confident now. No, I'm just kidding.
Join the rest of the dysfunctional crew. It wasn't like that for you growing up. From what I understand, you made yourself an outcast almost.
Well, no, I was kind of nerdy, you know. I mean, I'm sure everyone feels kind of awkward when they go like through puberty and stuff, but yeah, I was nerdy. I should show you some pictures. I had neck gear at one point.
Like teeth?
It wasn't the one, like, it wasn't the one that goes up like that. It was the one that goes around your neck like that. Yeah.
Did you wear it to school?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? I did.
I feel your pain. I wore a lampshade for a while.
So, yeah, because I guess I just automatically assume that people that are in movies have always had these great looks and have always been accepted, and it's just been kind of an easy transition. No.
But I think actually the movie business attracts like a lot of oddballs that weren't, because you're like, I want people to, you know what I mean? Because you didn't get that, so you try to get it. Do you know what I mean?
So you're getting well, it's a lot like radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people.
Because if you already got it, like, why would you try so hard?
Right.
You know, like.
You're always looking for that acceptance kind of thing. It's the same thing with actors and actresses.
I mean, I think we love what we do. What we do is great. But, you know, I don't know. I think if you grow up really happy and you always have everything you want, you don't have the same ambition.
Right.
As if you did. I don't know. That's my theory.
Now, there's got to be people from your high school, though, who paid no attention to you. And then, you know, then it starts to take off. And Austin Powers and Boogie Nights and now The Guru and all the movies are out. And your phone's got to ring or your agent gets a call. Hey, this is Jimmy. I went to high school with Heather. She knows me.
Well, it's funny because, like, when I was graduating high school, I was in License to Drive, this teen movie, right?
Okay.
So all along, people were just kind of like, oh, you know, she's a nerd. And then they're like, wow, maybe I should have asked her out, you know, because it was, like, right at the very end, the prom, so... It was funny.
I forgot about License to Drive.
Was it Corey? Was it Corey Feldman? Or,
oh my God!
What was your name in the movie?
Mercedes.
I love that movie.
Both there was it Corey Feldman and who else was in that?
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
That's right.
You know you're on the way up when you do a movie with both those Coreys.
Yeah, the
Coreys.
I thought I was so cool. Like we were driving the car with the Coreys. I'm like, I'm with the Coreys. We're like the coolest.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is The Guru. It stars Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery. And Marissa Tomei's in it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. She does a great job.
Does she?
She's cool.
Yeah, she's really good. She has no body fat either. Did you notice that?
No. You should hear the things she's saying about you right now.
No, in a good way. Like, she's so, like, toned.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's like, she has a scene in laundry. I was like, wow, man, like that girl works out. She is new.
Heather Graham and Jimmy Mystery in The Guru. Thanks a lot for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Get it. The Burt Show.
She is absolutely convinced that her man has been messing around on her. So she's going to try to catch him red-handed with a War of the Roses. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
You don't sound so great.
Well, yeah. I'm calling to actually have you guys help me to figure out whether or not, of course, my husband has been seeing somebody else.
What's his name and how long have you been married?
Well, his name's Doug, and we've been married now for about 12 years. We got married when we were 18, and
okay.
I'm 30 now, so yeah. Normally, he's very attentive and, you know, polite and takes me out, but recently he's just been not how he usually is. Like, he forgets to tell me things, and he does a lot of business meetings, and usually he's, you know, very adamant about where he's going. He'll be like, oh yeah, we're going to P.F. Chang's for dinner, or maybe, you know, going over to the W for lunch or something like that, but lately he's just been really vague.
Okay.
And that, I don't know, I'm sort of suspect. He cheated on me once before. This was a really long time ago when we first started dating, probably like 13 years ago, like the first 6 months that we were dating. And he cheated on me, and that's kind of how I knew.
He started doing the same things, just became vague of where he was hanging out and stuff like that?
Well, definitely. He's just being very elusive. You know, there's a perfect example. Last Saturday or whatever, we were supposed to meet up at the Home Depot. And I was doing some errands, he was doing some errands, and we were supposed to meet there together. Well, probably like an hour and a half went by, and I couldn't get a hold of him. I tried his cell phone, I tried to leave a message at the house, and he never called. And then finally he shows up and he's like, oh yeah, I got a flat tire. And I was like, I looked at his car and you know what? It could have been true or it could have not, but I don't really know the difference. So I was very suspect at that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's never like that.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you've been this guy for 12 years, then it seems like these are things that you should be able to bring up without the fear of it getting in the way of the relationship.
You know what? If you have a doubt, you have a doubt. You know what I mean? And obviously, from what you've said, he is acting differently, and you just want to know why.
There's an extra reason why I'm a little worried. I'm 3 months pregnant, I have a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's maybe like hormones. But I mean, I'm not really showing. I still take very good care of myself, so I don't think he's out, you know, because I'm not physically attractive anymore. But I don't know if I'm feeling like extra sensitive or I don't know. It's been really difficult.
There's just some weirdness going on here, and maybe it's, you know, the hormones, maybe you're being sensitive, but you've got, you know, like a common denominator here between now and what happened 13 years ago. So I guess it makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we'll do, Diane. We're going to have you on the line listening to everything go on.
Okay.
Lindsay's going to call up Doug pretending to be a florist, and she's going to offer him a dozen roses.
Okay.
And we're going to see who he turns around and sends these roses to. Hopefully it's going to be back to you, okay?
Yeah.
And the only thing that we ask is that you don't say a word until we find out who he's sending the roses to and also what he writes on the card.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Is Doug in, please?
this is.
Hi, Doug. This is Lindsay from Fertile Flowers. How are you?
Fine.
Great. We are a brand new flower shop in the area, and as part of a promotional offer, we'd like to send you a dozen long-stem red roses, and they are completely free. Are you interested in sending someone free flowers?
What's the catch?
No catch. Like I said, we're a new shop in the area. Your name came up in our database. We've sent a whole bunch of people flowers already, and we'd just like to include this offer to you.
Do you put me on a mailing list or something like that?
Actually, no. We take you off the mailing list so we don't have to harass you or bother you anymore. Like I said, we're new in the area, and we're hoping that maybe sometime someone will come back and do business with us. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you alone after that. We just want to send you free flowers. You can send them to whomever you'd like.
Really?
Yeah, I just work for this company, and they do a good job. They just send people flowers.
All right.
All right, cool. First thing I need to do is fill out a card, and then I'll get all the other information from you after that. But who would you like to send the roses to?
Send them to Diane.
Diane, okay. And what would you like the card to say?
With all my love.
With all my love.
Always Doug.
Always Doug. Gotcha.
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bert, and that was Lindsay, and we're calling from radio station Q100.
I knew something was going on.
No one offers a free dozen roses.
Nothing's free.
We have your wife, Diane, on the line, actually, right now.
Hello. Baby, what are you doing?
Hi, baby.
Hi, honey.
Diane's mind's kind of been going a little crazy on her these days.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to make sure that she was the only woman in your life. So she had us make this phone call to you just to see that, you know, it would be her that you'd be sending the flowers to.
Actually, I never said anything like that.
Baby, what's going on?
Hello?
No, sweetie, I just called because they said that they would give us free flowers. They, like, give away free flowers, so I just called and to send you flowers because I know you normally send me flowers, so I thought it'd be a nice gift to send you some at the office.
That's nice, but I don't like. Why are we on the radio, baby?
Well, I just called to send you some flowers. They give away flowers. I listen, and they usually give away flowers, so I called up, and I thought, well, that might be kind of cool. I'll just send my man over some flowers.
There were just some, like, weird inconsistencies going on that she was just a little freaked out about.
Like what?
Like the flat tire.
What are you talking about? Baby, do you think I'm cheating on you?
No, of course not. What are you guys talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Just the whole, you know, 13 years ago thing?
Yeah, like I said, I've been married for 13 years, and I'm completely in love with my husband, and you guys promised to send me flowers, so.
You know, the vagueness? 13 years ago when he messed around, and now he's been a little vague?
Baby, you're telling them my life history now?
No, I have no, honestly, sweetie, I swear, they have a program. It's called Win Roses for Your Husband or Your Wife. And so I called up and told them that I wanted to send my husband roses.
Right, right. Diane, we have it on tape. You just called us.
I don't
to make sure
so.
He
you
was...
Guys, no way. I called in, I left a message, and you guys called me. You guys called me.
Right.
You guys are being a little rude here, I think, and you're insulting my relationship here. Baby, I think you should hang up the phone.
Why don't we all go? How's that?
Great. Let's end this phone call.
Okay.
Maybe call me.
Our bad. Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever.
See ya.
I'll call you later.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Aren't we all convinced that we have the one invention in the back of our heads that we know we can make $1 trillion on? This guy thought he had an idea that was going to land him on the $1 million club.
I ran across somebody emailed me this guy's website not too long ago and said, you know, this might be somebody interested in having on the show. And I read it, and at first I kind of laughed at what he does. And then I started to think about it, and I bet this guy makes a ton of money from his new invention. And Paul, I will let you explain it to us, and I guarantee you, next time we talk to Paul, he'll be a wealthy man.
Hey, Paul.
Okay, hey, I appreciate that, but you are completely wrong. This has been a total disaster so far. I haven't sold one thing of my product yet.
All right, what do you got?
It's for a fee of $5 per word with a 5-word minimum, you can write a telegram to someone who has passed away, someone who said, and we will give that telegram to a terminally ill person. They will memorize it word for word. And when they pass away, it's their job to go deliver that message.
Oh, come on now. Are you kidding me?
No, no, this is for real. And the money is collected, and upon his passing, it's either given to a charity of the messenger's choosing, to the messenger's family, or to pay for medical bills. And in this particular case, we only have one messenger, and he wants it to go to his family.
And what's the motivation as me, as the terminal person, to deliver this message? I mean, there are a lot of people I'm going to run into. I mean, I'm going to have to do a lot of searching.
Oh, you mean, well, he's promised to do so. I mean, he's an honest guy. I believe him when he says he's going to, you know, try his best to deliver the messages.
Oh, I see. You have one guy.
Just so far.
And he's going to deliver all these messages to all these people.
Well, all these messages done so far. You know.
Well, he's got one guy so far. I think he's saying is that he, you know, other terminally ill patients can jump on board if they want.
Oh, yes.
So nobody's asked him to memorize even one message yet?
Nope, no paying customers yet.
Why do you think that is?
I think part of it, it used to be that it was $10 per word, and I was retaining half the fees.
Mm-hmm.
And, I figured, I'll cut the price in half, see if that can't, you know, stir the pot a little bit. And I thought it would be unfair for me to take any of his money, so I just said, okay, I'll give up my half. And
so it's like a grand opening special right now.
Yeah, it's like a grand opening special. And I'm going to attempt to see if I can't make a little money off the traffic going in and out of the website.
So let's say you collect 500 messages.
Wow, that's way over the top. I don't think we can possibly do that.
Okay, let's make it a little more realistic. Let's say 10. You get two. Okay.
Okay. Two. Yeah. Give me two. Gee.
Okay. Your terminal person passes away. They deliver the message. How do you approach the next terminally ill person to do this for you?
I'm not going to. This one I could because he was a family friend. Say.
Okay.
And so it was real easy. You know, comparatively. If anybody else wishes to be a messenger, they're going to have to come to me.
I mean, I know that
wanted ad in the paper.
Yeah. I know you're not feeling
good.
It's
actually on the website. What's required, you know, and I don't really have to worry about someone faking terminal illness because, no one gets any money until after the person dies. So, I mean, they would have to go through a whole lot of, you know, getting a fake body together, you know, and
right.
Some kind of ridiculous thing like that.
For $45.
Yeah, for $45, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not feeling good and you got a lot in your mind, but I was also wondering, right. Could you memorize this and
you
deliver
make some cash?
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go up to someone and say that.
The post-mortem Pony Express.
Yeah.
Now, what would happen if, say, let's say Melissa or Lindsay hires you to deliver a message to their fathers, and, you know, both good men, and I would assume that they're in heaven. But let's say the person that you've recruited or that has come to you and said that they want to do it is not going to heaven.
Mm. Well, actually, that's one of the things we put in the website, you know, because there's so many things that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that people keep bringing that one up because that was like the last one I thought of when I wrote down the list of things that could screw it up.
What is
heaven, hell, and purgatory? What if the guy's not going to the same one?
Because I doubt Satan would deliver the messages himself.
Yeah, he's not real warm that way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's sort of like, you know, you can visit someone in prison, maybe. So maybe someone in heaven can go ahead and visit someone in hell.
So you think there's like that plexiglass window between heaven and hell with the phone?
They can flip a message through those little round holes, you know, like...
He flips the message into him in the Bible that the bookman carries around the prison.
Yeah, there you go.
You said you were putting a list together of things that could go wrong, and the heaven hell thing was the last thing on your list.
The last thing. Right?
Oh yeah. Well, one of the last things I thought of. I forget where it is on the list. By the way, the website is afterlifetelegrams.com. You know, we can't do this interview without saying that at least 8 more times.
Okay. Right.
What is what were some of the other things on the list of things that could potentially go wrong?
Oh, let's see if I can remember. One of them was reincarnation. I mean, what happens if by the time the messenger gets there, he's already back on Earth and he's a squirrel, you know. So you missed him totally there. And then what else on afterlifetelegrams.com? What if there's no afterlife at all? I mean, that is a possibility. I mean, it's kind of depressing, but, you know, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
What else could it be? Oh, there could be, like, Well, what if the person doesn't want the message? What if he doesn't want to be bothered and he has the means to keep people away? You know?
Like, I died to get away from people.
They wanted to send a message to Elvis.
Yeah, enough of my family.
Have you thought about taking this to, you know, this service to, like, collection companies and stuff like that? Because they're pretty, you know, they're savvy when it comes to tracking people down.
That's great. This is a great way that even if you die, you don't get past your the money that you borrowed to go to University of Georgia.
Or telemarketers. I got a guy named Tony who calls me every day about getting a dish at my house. Every single day. Maybe you could hire him. He can go after.
Maybe that's how my student loan people would probably go after me with that.
This is a whole new avenue for advertising, actually. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on with Paul.
Paul, are you serious, man?
Yeah, man, I am.
You sat down and thought about this clearly. No, I have another question for you. If let's say some terminally ill person decides to take this deal that you're offering, and they say, okay, I'm going to deliver this message. Do you have confirmation that the message made it to the person?
Yeah, how do we get a receipt?
None whatsoever.
Delivery confirmation.
No, you can't.
Are they going to send a response?
No, you know, I had thought of working up some kind of seance, you know, but I have no telegrams to begin with, so I don't know if I want to go to the bother of going through all that.
You should get Miss Cleo to help.
Yeah.
You send get a what?
Miss Cleo. Get Miss Cleo to help you.
Yeah, yeah. I hate her because, you know, she's been, in this area at least, she does a lot of phone soliciting. And that's a big pet peeve of mine.
Maybe you could hire, you could
that's
get her.
That's why you hate her.
You could get her to, you know, to buy some of the telegrams to contact people in heaven and get them to contact the people on earth, therefore bringing her more business.
Well, see, what I thought of doing is telling the messenger just a code word that only he and I know. That way he can deliver the message and just tack that on the end of every message. That way if someone comes back and tells someone, as long as they can tell me what the word is, then I can confirm that that was it.
Did you run this idea by anybody close to you before you decided to go public with it?
Oh, sure. My wife, my mom, my dad. I kind of told people.
Your wife's
I got a lot of negative stuff from
that.
People because, see, if this was just a rub a crystal ball and, you know, get messages from the afterlife kind of thing, no one would care. But the reason this is frying everyone's bacon like it was the end of the world is because, I think, because it could work.
Morning, Jenna. You're on with Paul.
Hi, Paul. I mean, where did you come up with this idea?
When did I come up with it?
Where?
Actually, there's this terrible, terrible movie called made by the Wayans brothers called Blank Man. Anybody seen it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, not myself.
You didn't miss anything. It was like an hour and a half. I'll never get back for my life.
They had roughly the same amount of viewers as you've had people sign up for your service.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, in this movie, they had actually one scene that was actually really neat. The governor of the city, I forget where it takes place, is tied to a whole bunch of bombs with a ridiculous amount of chain on him. Blank Man, who's a superhero, goes in, and a goofy superhero, and he there's no way he can possibly defuse all the bombs in the 2 minutes that he has. And
okay,
he can't
so what
possibly...
you're saying, though, is that you based this off of a movie. You haven't based this off of any religious belief that you have or knowing anything about reincarnation or what happened.
Well, you know what,
before
you get all angry and get all up in his business and whatnot, he did base it on a Wayans movie.
Yeah, and come on, I do have some basis here, you know.
I mean, seriously, have you had any kind of, you know, college degree in the biblical terms and what happens after someone dies?
Well, I mean, I went to Sunday school, does that count?
She's really upset. Jenny, you're really upset?
Yeah, I went to Sunday school. You know, I didn't believe any of it. I mean, this is as weird as it is. I went to Sunday school, and like, you know, because they would say stuff like, you know, I don't know, you could just name anything, but you would ask, well, how do you know that? And they go like, well, you just put it on faith. What?
You're just jumping on another bandwagon to rip people off of money that, you know, miss their loved ones and think this may be a shot. This is ludicrous.
Number one, you haven't visited a website. If you did, you see that I have a whole lot of safeguards to prevent taking advantage of grieving people. And number two, no one's giving me a damn dime.
You know, I think Jen's upset because did anybody else hear the heart monitor going behind her?
All right, Paul, give out the website again, man, for anybody stupid enough to go.
AfterLifeTelegrams.com.
AfterLifeTelegrams.com.
AfterLifeTelegrams.com. Got to say it one more time, so that makes it 9. AfterLifeTelegrams.com. Thanks.
I think, you know, I truly believe, Paul, that you are going to become rich off of this. I wish you all the best. We'll link that website up to our website, and just remember us when you are a millionaire.
Okay, I will do that.
Or at least until you get your first 15 bucks.
Yeah, 15 bucks. I'll go get a milkshake, and then I'll tell you guys about it.
All right, dude. See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.